那雅思口语星周刊每月都去考一场，大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试 Jason。 今天和大家分享讨论一下关于 Part 2当中的高频话题，叫做你们家的一个老物件相关。原题呢是这样说的，叫做 Describe something important that's been kept in your family for a long time。 你们家的一个老物件是吧，一直存在存有了很多年。开门见山，丧思路，首先交代这老物件本身不是别的，就是一本书，是 an English book， 一本英文书，是我的 grandma 在她很小的时候就有的一本书，把基本内容带入。其次交代这本书和我们的故事，到在很小的时候呢，我的 grandma 在睡前会给我去讲故事，尤其是读这本书里面的内容，都是 all in English， 都是用英文的，而且里面有很多的小故事，能让我懂得很多道理，把这些细节啊带入。第三，结尾强调一个引导属性，那我希望呢，可能在未来的不久我也会结婚，我也会有 baby， 那可能我也会这样去做，因为给他讲故事强调一种传承的属性。这样来看呢，三者观察回答符合逻辑。首先交代这本书本身是大概一个老书，五六十年的历史吧，200多页，然后呢是我的 grandma 她当时小的时候有的。其次强调这本书对我的一个影响，可能从小啊我就听着这本书的故事长大的，我的 grandma 都会用英文讲给我，而且让我懂了很多道理，还学到了英文。第三，结尾做个引导，讲到将来啊，可能我有 baby 之后，我也会把这样的一件事情传承下去。这样来看，三者构成回答符合逻辑，结尾还有引导。话不多讲，五秒钟看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Well, actually, an old book that has been kept in my family for a long time is the thing that I like to talk about and share. Probably it's been with us for more than 50 years long. I mean, it's been a long time. When my grandma was a young girl, she had it at the time.It was actually a special book, 210 pages approximately, an English book I can say. There are more than 100 little stories in it, written in English. I used to study something one or two from this book, you know, like my grandma read it before I went to bed. See, I told you I learned a lot, I mean something of English or some stories. By the way, I'll miss my grandma so much when I saw this book. When I was at my young age,She told me that her father gave the book to her, spent like $5 maybe at the time. During the special period of time, it was very hard to have a special book like that. She kept it as the most valuable thing in the world. Till now, the book has been with us over the years. In fact, I've been thinking that if I would give it to my son in the future, since someday in the near future I might get married, then I'll think about giving this book to my next generation.I'll show him something one or two in English and the stories of our family. So this book is the only thing that has been kept in my family for many years, and it could be very important to me. So that's it.
那在结尾的时候呢，这森强调了一下这本书的一个重要性和它的功能。可能将来啊，不久的将来我要结婚了，那可能我有 baby 之后呢，我也会依然像我的 grandma 一样去做一些相同做过的事儿，给我的下一代们去讲一些英文的小短故事呀，读一些英文呀，让他们学到很多的知识呀，强调这本书的一个陪伴和继承的一个属性。考官接下来就问了，那你觉得你会真的像你之前的 grandma 那样去做吗？或者你觉得呢，现在的孩子们还真的会去喜欢听你阅读一些东西吗？在睡觉之前可以形成更多话题的引导，向着你个人方向去做比较好。说好，说几个小的细节。第一个强调呢，大约200页，
200 pages approximately。
那当然我记得那本书是210页吧，就是 210。第二个，在那段时间
during the period of time。
第三，这么些年
over the years。
最后，可能以后啊我会结婚，而且会很快，对不对？
I might get married in the near future。
这样来看，把一些小的携带进来，让文章更加有说服力。好，那今天的节目呢就录制到这里。如果大家有更多的问题，还是可以 follow WeChat B1769-39107 B1769-39107。 希望今天这期节目可以带给你们帮助，谢谢。